What I mean to say tonight is to shower the people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better if we only will. You can run, but you cannot hide. This is widely known.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That very mellow music means that we are going to talk to two very mellow people in studio with us today. And I'm excited to introduce Jage Keys and Dianum Singer. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
Okay. So at first, when I see your name, I'm thinking, oh, it's really, you know, Gage or something. And then I see your name, it's like, oh, it must be a misprint. It's really Diana. Or Diane, or just Diane. So first tell me about your unusual names.
Sure. Well, my legal name is John Jordan. Most friends called me JJ.
Oh.
But then when I came to the cities, my closest friends called me Jage. So I want to share that same vibe with the audience that I perform with. And so I want them to feel like they're my close friends, and I feel like I'm their close friend.
I'm going to start doing this. This sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a new take on my name. How about you, Diane? Tell us, or Dianum.
Right. Well, that's true. From the first time I met Jage, I called him Jage. He said, my name's Jage, and I said, I'm going to call you Jage. And I realized then his best friend called him that. So,
how did you come up with that?
Anyway. It just felt right. And for me, I've always had a version of my name that has, whether it's been the legal or the performance stage name, that has had Diane in an M last name. So under previous names, I just put it together and became Dianum. And it made it easy for us to be able to establish a following, because there's only one Dianum that I know, and people can find us right away. So it became very easy and a real benefit for us to be able to have those names.
Yes, it's exactly. Kind of like Snoopy. You know, it's just one name. Well, good to meet both of you. You mentioned performing, and that's the reason why we're going to chat with you today. And we'll get into your background in a little bit. But first of all, you're giving a Empowerment Concert for Inner Harmony on Friday, March 31st from 8 until 10 at Breakaway Arts Cafe. So, first of all, it begs the question, what is Empowerment Concert for Inner Harmony?
Yeah, an Empowerment Concert, we want to share our intentions and experience it through music. So, when we're talking about inner harmony, what we're talking about is connecting our thoughts and our feelings in our heart. So that aligns us with whatever intention we want to set. So at each empowerment concert, we have a theme. So for this empowerment concert, our theme is inner harmony and bringing those into alignment.
So the empowerment concert is always an uplifting focus on a topic of well-being. So each empowerment concert, as this one, has a theme, inner harmony. And we just deliver it in an entertaining format so that what we say we can explore with music and really feel deeply in it and have a shared community experience that's really uplifting.
And where did this come out of? What is your background, each of you, please?
For me, as a kid, I was always interested in music, and I noticed that there was music in the movies, and for the stage performances that were nearby me, there wasn't music behind the acting.
Right.
So I started writing music for theater, and I've always been interested in aligning music to a message. And then as I got into it more and more, I went to college for that.
What is that degree?
A Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Oh, it is. Okay.
In music composition.
Okay.
And I worked with the theater department there, and that's why I moved to the cities, was to start writing music for theater. And during that, I realized that I was more interested in performing with people. I met up with Dianum when I was interested in writing music for a dance company that was using original music with their productions. So that's how we got connected. And along the way, I was also realizing that music could be used to align to different feelings of anything you wanted to accomplish. So if you wanted to feel happy, you could use music to help you align with that happiness. And if you wanted to process through something where you were feeling angry or upset, you could tune the music to something that allowed you to feel those feelings without judging yourself for feeling angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been interested in that alignment of
so that it's almost like the psychology of music as well.
Yes, yes, very much so. And also I'm interested in conveying that awareness of being safe while you're listening to music. Sometimes the entertainment helps us get out of our heads and judge ourselves for how we're feeling and lets us really feel it and process through that.
For me, the same kind of background, I have a theatrical background, and I always felt aligned with music and words. As a child, I was really, really shy, and it was really hard for me to speak in front of every person except for family members. And for me, when the music came on, I became alive, and when I could put the music and the feelings I had inside to the words, I was able to really feel like I was myself. So I was naturally gravitating towards musical theater, and that's what I studied. So for me, I really am impressed by the way that music can be a tool to be able to access, you know, the fullness of who you are and what you want to be in the world. And that's one of the main reasons why we created empowerment concerts to share with others, is that we have had so much for ourselves that we have been able to gain through the support of music, not only through our creation of what we want to be in the world, but also through the way that we can manage our health and our sense of inner peace. And it was time for us to bring that out to a wider audience.
And so you two are coming at it from a performance standpoint. How, as someone in the audience, will we be able to still feel inner harmony? I know what you're saying about music,
right,
about how it's a stress reliever and it's just all these great things. But how, as somebody that is listening in the audience, how will they process this and gain inner harmony?
Well, that's one of the things that we do differently in our concert. I'm really glad you asked that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we do is we talk about how the pieces that we've selected relate to inner harmony, and how you can use the music yourself just as a listener to help align how you're feeling with whatever you wish to feel, whatever you want to accomplish.
Right. So we will be talking during this about heart and mind coherence. And what that means.
Mind coherence. I haven't had that for years.
Just to be able to, you know, sync up your breath and your heartbeat. We'll just make it that simple. And how that can be very empowering for your body, because it gives it a sense of balance. And when your energy is in a sense of balance like that, it has a lot more energy to go to anything that may need to be healed. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about resonance, and what that means, and how tuning in to different types of resonance, or where resonance is, you know, felt in your body, but also how it relates to music and how you can relate that to support your healing. We'll also talk about entrainment before some of the songs.
What does that mean, please?
Entrainment is basically where you're going to be tuning to something. You're going to be syncing up with something. So if I give a heartbeat sound, and the heartbeat sound is perhaps at 60 beats per minute, if I play that piece of music at that 60 beats per minute, within that amount of time, most of the heartbeats in the audience will be able to follow that. They entrain right to that calm, you know, peak state of heartbeat. That's an example of entrainment.
Yeah, one of the ways that they discovered entrainment was they had a bunch of metronomes in a room,
mm-hmm,
swaying at different tempos. And if you leave those, you can see videos of these on YouTube. They'll all start going in sync after a while. So that's what entrainment is that natural attunement to whatever's resonating out there.
And we also pepper our personal stories in between all of the songs, because we do have pretty miraculous stories of healing, and we have really ways that we can move into the songs and come out of the songs that are very relatable, I think, to people in the audience, mm-hmm. along with giving them some information, like we talked about, towards inner harmony of the heart-mind coherence and resonance entrainment, those things. So it's all focused around inner harmony and well-being, but delivered with songs, stories, and it's entertaining.
Well, I need someone to drive me home. I mean, I'm getting very... I'm feeling like I just had a massage just talking to you.
Wonderful.
Well, one of the things that we want to do, too, is leave people with the ability after the concert to be able to tap into those feelings that they feel during the concert. And I think that's one of the things that I get a kick out of, is afterwards sometimes we'll hear back a day later or even a month later how
I get contacted.
People have the song going through their head and it's making them feel a certain way. So that's really rewarding.
And there are some songs I think just across the board universally make everybody feel the same way. And then there are other songs that are very poignant and special to some people. So how did you go about picking music? Are these songs we will have known, or are they original music?
Some of them are original songs, mm-hmm. and some of them are very well known. So we like to use both, and we'll talk about that during the concert. What's the benefit to using a song that you're familiar with, and what's the benefit to maybe looking for a new song in the same style to sort of trigger your brain for new possibilities.
Right. One of the examples we give is that since we do have a variety of well-known hit songs that we perform, but we give examples of ways that if you'd like to have some more courage in your life, or you're looking to stretch into a new career or something, that simply taking a song that you know well, that you enjoy, and you know, doing a search and finding it in a new style just kind of gives your mind and your heart a place to entrain to that kind of stepping outside of yourself, being willing and open to receiving something that is in a new way. And I find that when we go into that story, there's some benefits being able to share popular songs that people are known, because we are starting off with some platform that we're already familiar with. But the original songs we generally like to do as ways to give focus to one of the informational ideas that we give, the ones that I mentioned, coherence, entrainment, or resonance. And they sort of come with our personal stories, so it's packed with a little bit of reference, but it's not the personal audience reference until we share it as that experience.
It sounds like a great night, so let's talk about it again. It's going to be on Friday, March 31st, from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock p.m., and tickets are available online, or I'm sure that you can get them at Breakaway Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have dinner ahead of time, it looks like, and tell us about that, please.
Well, we are encouraging people to come early, and they're over at Breakaway Arts. They have a wonderful cafe that we'll be in. Wonderful dinners are available. They have a fantastic array of desserts, coffee drinks that are available for everyone before. And we're going to have a short intermission in between where people can also order some more things if they'd like. But we encourage people to come early and have a meal or a dessert and enjoy that while they're there and listening to our songs and our message.
So this is your concert for inner harmony. What mm-hmm. other kinds of concerts do you do?
Let's see, what were the
Well, we had
ones?
One that we talked about the idea of what is good luck and how to bring that into your life. And then we had another one that was talking about self-care and how we were using self-care as a way to connect to self-love. And
also a dynamic awareness mm-hmm. Where you're really being present in the moment.
And there's many others, and we have some of those on our website that people can look into, too.
Well, tell us about your website, please.
Sure. On the website, you'll find that there's as much information about the speaking engagements that we do, as well as the empowerment concerts and the listening living room concerts, house concerts that we do. And you also find our stories of healing and of music and how that connects. And there's some examples and MP3s for people to listen to of some of the original music and some of the healing music, some of it that has some binaural beats behind it that is a form of entrainment that we'll talk about at the concert.
And so your website is blessedbymusic.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And I really appreciate you coming in and sharing this. This is a very unusual, and I've not heard this before, but I definitely see how you're going to weave all of what you're saying and almost this music psychology piece into your concert. So I think it sounds like a great night for people. We hope that a lot of people come out. Anything else you want to share with us, please?
I think that the main focus is on the self-empowerment piece of it. So we like our audience to be included and to have an awareness of themselves as they're listening to the music and an awareness of how they're feeling as they're aligning with that theme of inner harmony.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely a shared experience that we can all enjoy in a very relaxed way. We're not going to put any pressure on anyone to do or be anything, but we just ask them to share their energy with the rest of the people in the audience.
This is just incredible. Thank you both for coming in and bringing your great energy. It's the Empowerment Concert for Inner Harmony, and it is being put on by Jage Keys and Dianum Singer. It's going to be Friday, March 31st from 8 until 10 p.m. at the wonderful Breakaway Arts Cafe located at 111 3rd Street East in Hastings. Give them a call, 437-3779, if you are interested in tickets or just stop down. Thank you both for coming in today and sharing your stories with us. Very, very interesting, and good luck at your concert. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Though you know it wasn't written for you, tell me, how do you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? When one thing can lead to another, it doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother and sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. 'Cause things are gonna turn out fine if we won't.